Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Marty Morningweg. Marty, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again.
Bob, good to be with you again. It's been a while. Vinny, how are we doing?
Good. We're living the dream here, Marty. Got to be honest with you. It's low pressure for us. We just talk about football. We don't. Our jobs aren't on the line for sure. But for Philadelphia this year, how trying of a season was it for the Eagles? And how surprised were you that it culminated with the decision that Doug Peterson would no longer be the head coach there?
Well, look, what great success they've had, and then you had the one blow up year. Through the COVID-19, you know, talking about the COVID-19, the virus thing, the teams, it seems to me that teams that communicated, found a way to communicate really well, because trust and communication go a long way, right? I think those teams did a little bit better. But they had such great success, and then it seemed like there was a time where everybody decided to part ways, and the reason for that is because I know this, that the Philadelphia Eagles are sort of going through a little bit of a transition period, both with their personnel coming off the Super Bowl 3 years ago. You know, they tried to keep that thing together for a couple years. So they're going through a little bit of a transition personnel-wise and coaching-wise. And so everybody, it looked like to me like everybody decided to part ways. And look, they've done it before. You remember the great Andy Reid, great friend of mine. We coached four different places together, including Philadelphia, for a decade. And they parted ways, and the Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl, and then the Kansas City Chiefs with Andy win a Super Bowl. So look, it's not really a bad thing. A lot of families are packing up and so forth. Players don't quite know if they're going to be staying or going, some of them at least. So it's quite a little bit of a distraction for an organization that way, but it could end up being a very, very good thing for all parties.
Hey, Marty, talk about, because you were head coach at Detroit Lions and you were the hot guy at that time, all these guys that are going through this interview process where you're interviewing at a bunch of different places, talk about, you know, like the preparation that you had to do for these interviews, what type of prep, you know, kind of things did you do for these interviews, and you know, a little bit like that, like some background stuff that listeners wouldn't know, kind of, because we talk about all these jobs and all these guys, and just talk about being that guy at one time, you know, what it's like.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this year it seems to me it's a little different, because we're doing many of these, or most of them, and maybe even all of the interviews on the computer. So what a difference that is. But Vinny, you're right. You know, first of all, you've got to be yourself, right? And then you have to have it nailed as far as your vision for that particular team that you're interviewing with, because every team will be different. Do they have a quarterback? Don't they? Do they have a good defense? Do they have problems up front, or do they have problems in the secondary? You know, personnel wise. So you better be on it both with your vision, with your leadership, with their personnel, right? So you tend to study their personnel quite a little bit going into an interview, and you really have to dig deep, and you use some of the fellas that are at the place that you're at to dig a little deeper as far as what the players' contractual situations are. And the one thing I always said I would have done, gone a little further, was the health of the players. You know, how many of the fellas have an injury? how many of these injuries could be career-ending because there was an awful lot, and that surprised me. I got surprised by that just a little bit. So yeah, you're right, Vinny. You have to dig deep. You have to be on it. And sometimes it's timing, and sometimes it's do you believe that they're fully functioning, you know, at that time, or is it going to be a transition period? Is it going to take you 2 or 3 years, or sometimes even more, to get that thing turned around?
Hey, Marty, when Josh Allen was coming out, what was your evaluation of him when he? Because you were at the Ravens at the time, you know, and you guys took Lamar.
Right.
So, what was your evaluation and thoughts of Josh Allen at that time?
I had Josh Allen a sky high. Now, I suspect it was like this all over the NFL because, as you know, Vinny, the analytics, and I love analytics as long as there's some common sense with it, right? But the analytics are huge now, and I had him sky high. And look, I coached Brett Favre, right? I mean, you know, when he was young, balls were sailing up into, you know, 10 rows up into the stands on a rare occasion. But I thought with Josh Allen, if you – and of course, he became a first Hall of Famer very quickly. But if with Josh Allen, with all that talent, I just saw so much talent. And by all accounts, he was really a smart guy. He had really, really good instincts. And that's big when I evaluate a young man like Lamar has just great instincts. He sees and feels things that most normal people don't. And Josh had some of that, and he had such a huge arm that I thought if you could mold that, they've done a brilliant job in Buffalo. And he, you know, the credit ends up has to go to the player because he's worked so hard at this thing. And, man, has he become an accurate passer. And that was the hit on him, these analytics, right? So they said, you know, all these analytic guys around the league were saying that there's been no quarterback that threw – for as low a percentage in college as he did, do anything at all in the NFL. And I'm going, okay, but okay, let's look at what type of offense that he ran in college. He ran more of a pro style. He wasn't throwing all of these bubble screens, you know, very much at all. It was play action and drop back and some movement and those type of things. I just thought that, and I thought it might take a year or two, but with literally thousands and thousands of reps, that if he could become really accurate, which he's done, he could be a top quarterback in the league. You know, bringing up quarterbacks, you know, and it's this way almost every year. Occasionally there's an outlier or two, but you look at the quarterbacks, there's eight teams left. You look at the quarterbacks, starting with Lamar Jackson, a special guy, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, and then you got Goff and Mayfield. But, you know, six of those are would-be Hall of Fame type of quarterbacks. And then on defense, five of the eight teams are a top 10 defense. So those are the teams left. They're loaded up, many of them, on defense, and they've got a great, great quarterback. And that's pretty interesting, and it's like that every year.
Now, Marty, when you look at, you know, like, compare, like, Lamar, you know, like when, how many people, like when Lamar came out, you know, talk about like when people wanted to work him out at receiver and stuff like that, what you guys thought of Lamar, because you didn't take him at 25, you know, you traded back up and got him because you took Hayden Hurst. So kind of what was the thought, you know, on Lamar, and were you guys even interested in a quarterback because you had Flacco who was getting older?
Yeah, it comes down to, in many cases, like the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think in a small part, you know, I was a small part of the reason that Jalen Hurts, and same with Lamar. You know, I had him very high. And I remember in the personnel meeting, you know, the sort of the final one, the big one, you remember those, Benny, and I said, yep, this man is so special, talking about Lamar, that he could play multiple different positions, but why on earth would you ever do that? This man has skills and abilities and the great instincts and feel, and much like Josh Allen, with literally thousands of reps throwing the football, this man, and there's no given. The player has to end up doing it himself, but I just thought Lamar was so special. And, you know, as far as we traded back up into the, I believe, the last pick in the first round to acquire Lamar, and I thought that was just a great move, brilliant move by the Baltimore Ravens, because they knew that at some point Lamar was going to go there, and it was just such a great player in a position that we thought, we had him much higher than that. Now, I will say, Vinny, if you remember, I could say, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but half the league did not think that he was going to end up being a quarterback. The Baltimore right. Ravens had none of that. He's a quarterback, period. And you remember we said that. We made sure we said that from day one. There was no other thought about Lamar ever moving, although he is so special, he probably could have, as I said before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.